Deep cut, Sean, but I love it. Arguably, top three greatest AC/DC song ever. And Jackson should be getting us a winner, I believe, a ninth caller. And then one more pair tomorrow. Is that right, Sean?
That's correct, Greg. One okay. more left to win.
All right, so sold-out show Sunday night, Gillette Stadium. Summer concert season is officially here.
Yep, I got a few lined up.
You said, what are you going to this summer?
I'm going to do my best to get the Chris Brown and Wu-Tang at TD Garden. But I think I'm going next Saturday to see Millie's at MGM. Millie's is a local kid from Cambridge. Good rapper.
I want to go to see Gracie Abrams. That's at TD Garden. And then I want to go see Post Malone at Gillette.
Right. Yeah.
As long as it's not a school night. I think it's a Saturday.
Why don't you just flex the next day like you do every other day?
Nope. No flexing till July.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow. I would like to see Shime. OAR is at MGM for a benefit show in June.
Yes,
sir. If you would like to go to that.
I would love to.
We can go to that together.
All right.
This is Ryan from... Is this Ryan from Weymouth? Is Ryan from Weymouth the winner? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Ryan, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. What's going on?
What do you do in Weymouth?
What's that?
What do you do? Tell us a little bit about
yourself. I drive a truck. I'm sorry.
Excellent. Okay. Are you delivering important things or what are you? You're helping to build this city?
Just delivering dirt, buddy.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate it. You got a couple tickets for the sold out AC/DC show on Sunday night. And we thank you very much, Ryan, for listening to this show. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Stay above it.
I always wanted to drive an 18-wheeler.
Curtis, are you trying to bring that back? Stay above it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dirt. It's where you want to be. You don't want to be below it.
Yes, it is.
No, you definitely don't want to wake up on the wrong side of the dirt.
Speaking of a-hole fans, the worst thing I have heard at the old Foxborough Stadium, the Patriots were playing the Chiefs. What is the name of the gentleman that passed away? Is it Derek Thomas?
Yes, the linebacker.
59. This guy 58. Had a 58 Derek Thomas jersey. The guy to my right goes, "What are you doing here? You're 6 feet under."
Oh my God. Too soon.
Intense.
Terrible.
Always too soon for that.
The jokes, though.
Is it all alcohol, though?
Yeah.
Is that the issue? Or are people just jerks?
It's alcohol. It's also the immature factor of it, you know, because we've all been there and made jokes. We're like, oh, damn. That one might have crossed the line. But I think it's the immaturity to alcohol. And then some people
just say it all the time. People don't have manners.
Yeah.
Like normal manners.
And plus nobody's worried about, you know, the repercussions of it.
How? I'm always worried.
But there really aren't any repercussions. Right. Like if you're yelling something horrible at Jaren Duran, like you should have offed yourself or whatever that fan said, they're not thinking there's any kind of repercussion. And so they don't
But don't
care.
You feel like bad, like do people just not have a heart? I it doesn't make sense to me.
Have you not how long have you been alive?
33 years.
Have you not realized that in 33 years some people just don't care?
Yeah, I know. I like to see the good in people
part. We love that.
I've never said a joke that I've then thought, wow, that was too far.
Courtney, a little piece of advice.
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody don't care about themselves, you think they're gonna care about you?
Yeah. Good point.
True. Mm-hmm. True that.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Roadshow number one tomorrow morning. We are in Springfield. Can't wait to get there this afternoon. And we'll see you tonight at Taps, the sports bar at MGM. We'll be there at 7:30 on the dot tonight. And then tomorrow, Max's Swing Lounge, 6 to 10. Roadshow merch, bring a guest lead. There's food, there's drink there, all the things. So we'll talk to you from Springfield, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They.
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Catch's Law, and they want to honor those who built the city. So nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. They could win $1,000 cash and have their face on a billboard and win baseball tickets, all the things. So Nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. And what is up first this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, LeBron James was ousted from the playoffs last night, thanks in part to Anthony Edwards and, as his teammates were calling him, the Dragon Rudy Gobert, who popped off in the game last night. And LeBron was asked about his future and kind of what he's decided on that. Here was LeBron James.
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group, and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play. I don't know the answer to that right now, to be honest. So
this team had like that real, it seemed like that real genuine belief. Did that energize you in ways, challenge you mentally and physically in ways that you could see wanting to do more of this, having that opportunity?
No. I walk into the practice facility and walk into this arena high energy all the time, and I just try to spill that to my teammates. I try to spill the belief into my teammates, play as hard as I can, do whatever I can out on the floor while I have the opportunity to do it. But I think the only thing is it's up to me if I want to, continue to play or how long I want to continue to play. It's ultimately up to me, so it has nothing to do by anybody else.
How do you think the conversation goes between LeBron and himself?
Like, damn, these Scribeens I got around me, they got to get their weight up or something.
This is the part of the NBA season which we call please beg LeBron to play another year. Yeah. That's what he wants.
Right.
There's no doubt in your mind, though, that he's retired. Like that he's coming back.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in his mind. Of course he's coming back.
Yeah.
Because he's still playing at an elite level. Right. How do you walk away like that? It's very difficult to do.
What did you say earlier? You still have him top 10?
If you said, give me your top 10 NBA players right now in the NBA, I guarantee you 90% of the people will put LeBron up there.
SGA, I'd go Tatum.
Yep.
I would go Giannis.
Yep.
I would go Luka.
Yep.
Joker.
What?
Jokic.
I thought you were going to say Peyton Pritchard.
Donovan Mitchell from Cleveland.
Yeah.
All right. So who else?
Embiid.
I would put LeBron ahead of Embiid.
You would.
Embiid's out.
What about Sean Kemp?
Anthony Edwards. So that's like, what, six guys, seven guys? Yeah. He still would be, because he still.
Jaylen Brown. You got Jaylen Brown in your top 10?
Watch your mouth.
No, I wouldn't have him in my top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, when you start to look at LeBron, like all the other stuff, like how he talks, whatever. He could be a goofball. But when you're talking about him as a player on the court.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He played 70 games this year, 40 years old, still can play. And we know, like you said, he loves the attention. If he's not playing, what is he doing? Hmm. Where does he go?
He would be more involved in running the Fenway Sports Group.
Yeah, but that doesn't bring you the same attention as being an NBA player does. That, like Tom Brady, we love him. Curtis, over the world for him.
Yep.
He does is it Fox, right?
Yeah, play-by-play.
That brings him a little bit of attention. Connor. But it doesn't bring him the same attention as if he was still playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so certain guys, it's hard for them to walk away from that attention. And you think LeBron's going to get into being a color commentary guy?
No.
Right. So he needs the attention, and the only way to get it is to still be playing, and especially when you could still play. If he was trash, we'd be like, LeBron, what are you doing? Just walk away.
Is Bronny a top 100 player in the NBA?
No.
To be clear, you're saying that Lakers team that got bounced last night had two of the top 10 players in the league on it. Just to be clear.
Yeah, but two of the top 10 ain't going to get you much nowadays. Yeah. Two of the top 10 ain't gonna get you much. You better have more than that. I mean, you're gonna need, especially if your team isn't built around the two of the top 10 tough defenders. You know, those type of things. You better have the best three to to give you an opportunity.
617 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Just joining the show. Has Curtis eaten crow yet? Yes, he did. Off the bat this morning.
Yep, had it for breakfast.
This particular Curtspiracy did not play out as suggested by Curtis.
Right. Damn, I should have bet him too.
I know.
I should have made that bet too. Yeah.
I almost fully threw in the towel on, what was it, Sunday night or whenever the game was where they overturned or created a foul.
Oh, that was game four. Yeah, that was the game four. You did have a chance because didn't they win?
Game two.
Game two was when they won. Yeah. Okay.
What I really take away from this is that, you know what, it's just really hard to win championships even as an all-time great in your 40s. There's only one man that can really do that.
Well, this texter is probably correct. He wants to have a farewell tour season where he is adulated and gifted things in every market that he plays in.
Yeah.
So there's no way he's
not going anywhere.
You know what the perfect gift for LeBron is? A mirror.
I told you, the only way he walks away is he walks away as a champion.
Yeah.
But in order for him to do that, he's got to put together a new big three that'll get him over there. Because
big four when you include Bronny. He wants Bronny to be in the big
three
four.
And a half, right? Because Bronny don't get off the edge of the bench.
Ooh, three and a half men.
He's not leaving until Bronny is set up for success.
He probably wants to win one for himself, but really wants Bronny to win one.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, you mentioned it earlier in the program. Ted Johnson on WEEI Afternoons believes that Bill Belichick should lose his job over this whole Jordan issue, I guess, deal going on. Here was what Ted Johnson said on WEEI Afternoons.
I don't know if I ever really liked it, so I would say I've always been hesitant about that hire. I've always been reluctant for that hire because I hold college coaches to a higher standard than I do NFL coaches. When it comes to morally, they are supposed to be leaders of men, set a good example, that kind of thing. So that leads me to what's going on at UNC with Bill Belichick. And I'm surprised that UNC never called Atlanta on why they passed on Bill Belichick and hiring Atlanta. My feeling is that the Atlanta Falcons are kind of looking at the UNC going, you should have called us. You should have called us. And I say all that to say this, that I think the UNC Carolina Tar Heels should consider firing Bill Belichick. That they should consider letting him go at this point. It's a lot of money, and they're deep into obviously their preparation for next year. But I look at Bill Belichick, and I wonder if he's fit to coach an NFL team, let alone fit to coach a college team.
I don't agree with that.
No. I mean, I get the young men molding minds part where, you might hold a college head coach to a little bit higher of a standard.
And because he has a 24-year-old girlfriend, he's not allowed, he can't mold minds.
No, that part. But see, that's the part. Like, people correlate that old guy dating young girl is not an appropriate look.
Well, she's legal. They're both adults.
That's ridiculous. I guess if it interferes with him doing his job, the way, is this interfering? What's gone on so far makes him look like a fool, I guess, to some people, but it's not interfering.
Well, the university was in talks to get a Hard Knocks style chronicling of their season, and she ruined that, right?
Well, but Greg, what you just said, it's interesting, and is interfering with his job. It might not necessarily be interfering with what he does X's and O's wise, but kind of a little bit to what Ted alluded to, will a 18, 19, 20-year-old respect a guy when he sees that 70-year-old man dating a girl that's the same age as the girls he's going to college with? So they might not respect him as much because they're like, bro, you're like me. And so that might not interfere with the job, but it might give a different respect level that those kids might have when they look at Bill, because they're still young and immature. And they're like, wait a second, this guy's telling me what to do. And He's dating the same type of girls I'm dating.
All the reasons you brought Belichick in are being damaged right now. Like, it was to make your school a destination. It was to get positive press of getting the best coach in NFL history to be the coach of the UNC Tar Heels.
That's all now, still true, Curtis. Like,
no,
he's,
it's not. He's Everybody's still, talking about how
But
this,
he's still the greatest coach of all time. Like, I think UNC still is a destination for it. If I had a son right now and he was looking at colleges to go play football, UNC would be at the top of my list.
Yeah. Just grabbed a couple guys in the transfer portal.
Yeah, I don't care who he's dating. I don't care about that interview at all. The interview was a bad look. Whatever's going on off the field, yes, that it's a crazy situation. But there, it does not impact him as a head coach of
does
a football team.
Does it appear that he's running his own life?
Yeah, I think he's running his own life. Whatever's going on with the media aspect of it, he has Jordan running it.
Well,
and
she's
I don't agree
emails
with it.
Signing them as him to the school.
What?
She's writing emails.
Well, we don't know
school.
That. So let's use allegedly if we're going to do that.
Okay. I believe, I don't know about you, I believe that she is writing emails as Bill Belichick to university employees. Do you think that's what they signed up for? A 24-year-old?
I don't think that
Bill's impersonating
letting her do that.
Bill Belichick?
I don't think you and I disagree on that one.
I agree with you, Courtney, where, like, if I was a high school recruit or even a transfer, I would want to play for Bill because I feel like he would help me, like most of them, get to that next level. He's been there. If Bill Belichick calls up an NFL team or if an NFL scout calls Bill Belichick and Bill praises that player, and I'm that young kid who's trying to get to the league and he praises how good I am, how much I work, like that. So I could definitely see that. But like you said, it's how people from the outside will look at Bill and perceive him, and that's why we get some of this, oh, he can't do it because he's dating a 24-year-old.
Here's a Rhode Island text that says he has now become the butt of the jokes, and he can't be a leader when you're the butt of the jokes. I'm sorry.
You watch him in that CBS thing. That is not what UNC signed up for. With that sweatshirt talking like that with his girlfriend interrupting it, the whole thing is a disaster.
It's similar to it's not the same thing, so people listen to me. It's not the same thing, but it's similar to the Shador. The perception that people see of you, they then will judge you on whether or not you could do the job the right way, be the leader the right way, because when you're talking about quarterbacks and head coaches, they expect those guys to be leaders of the team. So it's the perception of what you do away from the game, how you dress, how you carry yourself, who you're dating.
A deranged principal in the Twitch chat says, I didn't hear the Hill Notes yesterday. I'm sure they were lovely. And he says that this is all being orchestrated by Bill playing the media. So he didn't tell his son about the plan. Because have you seen his wife and what she's putting on social media? I don't think that's part of the plan, Dave. I know reading's hard for you, but you might want to read what Jen Belichick's been saying on social media.
This is Dan in the car. Hey, Dan.
Hey, I mean, one thing I'd like to say about Ted's comments, you know, last year, he said something about Belichick. He was railing against him. So I went at him on Twitter, and I said, Ted, it seems like you have an axe to grind against Bill Belichick. He said, check my bio. And sure enough, I went there, and it said all of his credentials, you know, three-time Super Bowl champ, and it said axe to grind against Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I just went there to check it. It's gone now. But you have to take this with a grain of salt, right? He feels like he's been wrong for Bill.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the way the concussions were handled. But I'm not going to give this that much credibility just based on the fact. I think he's just trying to stir the pot and get his message out there.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Johnson, our colleague, is a known Belichick hater.
Yeah,
but just like Curtis.
But he has his opinion.
He has his opinion and reasons on
and
why.
It is about the concussions. He was pissed. I mean, it's well documented. It happened a long time ago, but he was pissed that Bill wanted him out of the red shirt in practice when he was, what's the injury shirt? Is it the red shirt?
Yeah, red shirt.
And Bill wanted him to practice, and he was dealing with concussions. Right. He didn't want to practice. So
yeah,
but Bill brought the organization from $500 million to $8 billion. So well done by him.
That goes right.
It's
up.
All about the players, though. Right, it's here. All about you.
All right, is that it or?
So we have one left, Greg. It's Jeff Ulbrich's apology.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jeff Ulbrich issued his apology to the NFL, Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders, the whole nine yesterday afternoon. Here was Jeff Ulbrich.
First of all, I'd like to publicly apologize to Shedeur and the Sanders family for what occurred. Second of all, I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blank, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. We take full responsibility, my son and myself, and we will not be appealing the fine in any way. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions. Yeah, obviously not happy and shocked. And so I made the Falcons aware of the situation. And then our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize in person, which we were able to do. The Sanders family, Shadur and Coach Sanders, were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this.
Hey, good for him.
Yeah, poor guy. Like, yeah. That sucks.
My son and I have perpetrated the most heinous crime of all time. The most damaging prank call in the history of prank calls.
Right. How embarrassing.
We are ashamed.
So embarrassing.
We will never use the phone again.
Did Josh Brown ever make an apology like that for beating his wife, allegedly? This is so calls, over the top.
Prank calls have existed.
Mm-hmm.
Who invented the phone?
Alexander Graham Bell?
Right. I think he did the first one. He said, hey, Watson, come in here.
Right.
I want to tell you something. And it was a prank. It was that's how they did the first phone call.
Yeah, but
wasn't it the Jerky Boys who made him?
Yeah, Jerky Boys made a fortune.
It's different because
everybody is butthurt.
No, because
in this
he's
day and age. No, that's
because,
why it's different.
No, he's a coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
If he wasn't a coach in the NFL,
he kept his laptop open and his dumbass son.
Yeah.
Stole the phone number and thought he was doing something great.
So
for
why everybody
media.
Stop for a second?
So why are
wait,
we
wait,
talking
wait,
about
wait,
prank
if
calls?
If this happened, the exact thing happened, but instead it was to Will Campbell as opposed to Shadur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there is a chance in hell that whoever leaked it would be? If Jeff Ulbrich and his whole family did the exact thing to Will Campbell, is this a $350,000 fine and a national story?
You have a real life example in Abdul Carter,
right?
No.
But that wasn't a team employee.
No, team employee. He's talking about a coach in the NFL's
right,
kid.
The exact thing.
Are they doing a full investigation to find out how somebody got the Abdul Carter's number?
Right.
Because it's not whoever got it is not no coach in the NFL. I think that's the reason why. And I agree with Curtis. It is different because it is Shadur Sanders, and Shadur went from top 10 to fifth round. If Will Campbell was in the same situation, top 10, and went fifth round, maybe. But I can kind of agree with Curtis. Maybe it might not be as big of a deal. But it's because Ulbrich is in the NFL, and it's a bad look. If it's just some random Joe, no one cares.
We would like to publicly apologize for shaking Shador's hand with a hidden buzzer in our palm. We'd like to apologize for showing Shadur the flower on our lapel, which then went on to shoot water in his face. Sincere apologies issued.
I would not want to be Jax Ulbrich, though.
Oh, right. He's getting the belt.
That's it, Chime. We got the news coming up next.